Luke Jokel, Russell Allen, Jeremy Harris, Brandon Diedrich. As far as Luke Jokel, it's day-to-day for him. But we're going to be cautious. We're going to be smart with him. So I know it's a hip flexor deal, but we're just going to talk to him, look at him day-to-day. And obviously Russell Allen, you know, we'll find out more. It did come back not as bad as we thought. So, you know, we'll see how he progresses through the week.
What does he have?
I think it was a bone bruise in his ankle, you know. Bone bruise in his ankle.
So it's not the dreaded high ankle
no.
sprain.
No, that was good. Yeah. That's good.
Joko got hurt in the game.
What's that?
Joko got hurt in the game.
Yeah. I think he had a little bit of it last week. And then, you know, it just flared up again during the game. So now we're just going to let it calm down.
You know, it's like that can last a couple weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think we're just being more, you know, precautionary than anything with it.
Gus, what were your thoughts on Cyprian out there today from what you saw?
Well, that's what I was just in there trying to get a feel and watch him. But, you know, I know he was excited about it, and we limited his reps, how many he got. We didn't want to have him come back in and go the normal five or four reps like everybody else right away. So he got in there a couple plays each period, and we'll evaluate where he's at today, and then tomorrow we'll decide if we should up the ante a little bit. But he felt good, though.
And your initial impressions of Blackman being out there, he had one nice catch.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and he's a competitor. You know, that's what we've talked about the whole time, that, you know, that's where he wants to be, is on the practice field and you know, and give him a chance to compete.
Could those guys go on Saturday?
Cyprian and Blackman? Yeah, we'll look at them. Again, those are, you know, we'll look and see how they adjust. You know, I'll know more tomorrow. Yeah. You know, how did they handle today's practice? And then we'll up the ante if they did. And then we'll make a decision based off of that.
You know, Blackman, again, looks like he can play when he's on the field. But you're worried about his maturity off the field.
Well, no, you know, it's me as far as the other night. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he came in right away and talked to me about it. And we discussed it. You know, I know it was an issue and things came, but it was handled really easily. And I would say if it wasn't, it was, you know, brought to my attention. We talked about it, and I got all the information. I said, okay, you know, if that's a problem, then, you know, we'll get this taken care of. And it was good. We moved on.
Hey, Gus, on the injury front, what's going on with Jeremy Harris? Was it a back injury
last
week?
Yeah, he had a back flare-up. Okay. And we tried to have him practice last week, and it tightened up on him. Yeah. He tried to go through it, and he made it through. And then the next day, he was out in stretch, and it tightened up, and we just held him out.
Then Diedrich and Shorts and Stanbeck all, any serious of those three?
You know what? I know with Stanbeck, it could be a little bit of time, you know, more than a week.
It's like a quad?
Yeah.
Bruise.
Mm-hmm. But Diedrich, you know, I think that's more day-to-day as we check in.
Cecil
was good. Again, more precautionary than anything. We thought that we would possibly get him back today and he could go, but we're going to see how his return to play went today and then hopefully get him back tomorrow.
I think Marshall did play with the first team.
Who's that?
Marshall.
Good. You know, we also had Leroy there, Vito. We moved him from Mike. Well, we didn't move him. We just had him get some extra reps at Sam. He has showed up on tape. He flashes. He's got good speed. We wanted to see how he would be in space. And so we got him a few reps there. And, again, it just escalates the competition. So I think with Marshall, he's had a good training camp. I know in the game he was solid, but not – you know, we'd like to see more out of him, and so that competition hopefully will stimulate that.
Will Jokel and Allen likely be held out this week?
I would say that there's a good chance for Russell. We'll know more towards the end.
Will Russell be held out or will he play?
Well, that he might not play,
okay.
You know, with his bone bruise. So, you know, again, until we find out more, he was supposed to be on crutches. And he's in a boot. He might have the boot off. So, I mean, there's a chance he could play. But again, because it's preseason, we might be precautionary with him. Jokel's day-to-day. We'll find out how he comes through tomorrow.
How would you describe today's practice, Gus, offensively?
Well, you know, I thought that was important to come out today and have a very competitive practice. We have our competition Wednesday, and that's for tomorrow. But I wanted to get after it right again today. And the practice, everything was, we kept score of, except for team run. I thought the offense came out and had some nice runs. And then it came into a third down period, and I thought the defense did really well. and it showed up on the scoring. And then we went into red zone fringe. It was back and forth. And then we went and got in the red zone. Again, I thought the defense showed up there and played pretty good defense. Now, Mercedes had a catch, and we had some touchdowns. You know, so, you know, that's what we're looking to do. And you saw it. It was a four-play drive. This is, we were down by five. We're not kicking a field goal. You've got to score a touchdown. So we're trying to develop that mentality. And there were flashes, and I could see where people thought maybe it went back and forth. But I thought that, you know, and it did with the touchdowns, but I thought the defense stood up in that situation.
Just with the offense, you only got 3 points. Is the time for the offense to start stepping up more?
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, we're figuring out who we are down there. You know, I think that's what Jed and I were talking about, too, is to say, okay, we have certain plays, but it's more important to have plays that based off our personnel and who we have in the game. So that's still a process. You know, it's still August. It's not September, but red zone's so important, right, Vito? I mean, in the game. So that's why you saw, I mean, look, we worked fringe, red zone last week before the game. It's a heavy emphasis for us because, you know, once you get down there, you got to be able to finish.
Score a touchdown, you got to go for it on fourth down.
We did.
Then they called timeout.
Which one?
In the game the other night.
Oh, no. Here. I mean, today we did went for it. We did. We were going. Did you see? We were moving the ball. It was a no-huddle deal. And we had them, and then they called a timeout. And we said, okay, you know. But when you get a team going and they're kind of jogging back and you feel like you got something going, that's what we were looking at.
You thinking Thursday to make a decision on quarterbacks? Friday?
Yeah, Thursday or Friday. Okay. Probably more Friday. Okay. We'll talk to them.
It didn't seem like there was a lot of rust for Cyprian or Blackman. Were you pleased that, like, Blackman didn't seem to have any drops? Cyprian got his hands on a couple of balls.
Yeah, you know, I'll watch the film and see how they did. And that's, like I said, I was just in there doing that now. So, but I'm sure there's going to be some rustiness. It's their first practice, you know. But the movement and the positioning and getting lined up and things like that, those things are important.